What's your name again?
Sean.
I'm with some asshole. I can't remember
his name. That's carried the show for the last year.
I can't remember his name. But I'm Frank Jagg with Sensibly Sean.
Okay, Frank, shoot. You can ask me whatever, and I'll be honest. I'll answer 100%.
How does it feel to almost be 32 years old?
I've mixed feelings. I feel really, really, really old, and I feel like I have so much more to accomplish in life. I feel like sometimes it's like, where the fuck has the time gone? Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you for the depressing statement. I'm gonna go fucking hang myself now.
Pardon me, though. I've been fighting the flu, bro.
Fighting the flu. You want to know a real fight? So anyway, I've known a bunch of vegan people and people that want to go gluten-free. I think they're faggots.
Uh-huh.
So now I can't eat gluten because I'm allergic to wheat. So I got to be gluten-free. So I got to drink, you know, ciders and vodka. And I can't eat real bread
anymore. So you got to drink pussy shit.
Yeah. And you know, someone was actually saying to me, they said, but friend, don't you feel bad that you used to make fun of people that are gluten-free your whole life? Like, no. No, I don't feel bad. Well, you're going to stop making fun of them? No, I'm not going to make fun of them. Because who the flip would want to do this for just do this for the greater good, for just because they feel they're bored and they want to do something and feel important? Like, I'm doing it for a medical reason I can't even justify most of the times, much less doing it for the fact that I want to save the earth or love weed or I don't know or... just want to be healthier.
My question is,
stupid.
Frank, how old are you? You're 28, right?
Yes, sir.
So, you started drinking when you were 21, legally. So, for the last 7 years, what's been your reaction when you drank wheat? Like alcohol containing wheat? Like, is it something that you're just like, I'm going to man up and drink it? Or do you feel some sort of like reaction, like rash or like hives? Or like, is it, how serious is it?
My stomach, I get real bloated, and my mouth swells up. If I drink a lot of beer, my mouth swells up, and I get real bloated. I really don't feel good. I feel pretty disgusting. And you asked me, well, how have you done it for so many years if you were allergic?
Right.
Because I'm not a bitch, Sean.
No, I didn't say you were. That was my question was...
pain is weakness leaving the fucking body.
No, I never said you were. I'm just saying, you know, based on what you told me, I thought it was impressive that, you know... that you were willing. I mean, you must have known something was going on.
Well, yeah, I've been. That's why I started drinking ciders.
You just didn't care.
Why would I care?
Until now.
I was curious. The doctor told me I'm allergic to wheat. Whatever.
So how's that change your day to day life when it comes to like eating out?
Well, when I eat wheat, I cough a lot too.
Right.
Now, it changes my day to day life. Is you go to these stupid burger joints, right? Instead of getting a burger, you got to get it wrapped in lettuce. It's called the lettuce
wrap. Sure.
It's stupid.
Yeah, why is it stupid? Because...
like, the stupid people out there.
Right. So, if you could...
I feel like a Democrat, you know? Real stupid.
So, what's the best... is there a good thing about it? Like, what's the best part about being gluten-free? If there is a good part about it.
You lose weight because you're not eating all that other garbage.
So have you,
I can run better now.
Yeah, so that's what you've experienced?
But that's less energy I'm using. It's less carbohydrates I'm typically eating.
Right.
It's harder to eat carbohydrates and stuff. So, and even sometimes harder to eat protein because there's nothing more beautiful than a sandwich. So it's harder to eat protein. So... I've noticed it's funny. I can move better. I can jump higher. I can run faster. I feel less sick more often.
Right.
I've not been coughing as much. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I've actually noticed that.
Yeah, so I haven't been coughing enough.
I had to edit half the podcast in the first 5 months of your coughing.
Yeah, I don't cough as much because the wheat is actually what made me cough.
Oh shit.
So So I feel better, my heart feels better, but... now, anyway. So, but the hardest part is... I don't feel like I get that energy in the gym. So I can still lift as heavy, just not... my endurance seems to be taking a hit.
So, Frank...
because for some reason I'm slimming down more.
Right. So, Frank, I wanted to let you know something. I know, because I know you don't check our Instagram account, right?
I don't even know what Instagram is.
So I posted on our...
Instagram is like Twitter for people that can't read. Is that true?
I don't know, but it's for like, yeah, it's for people that post images, and you can do lots of different filters now and stuff. It's kind of cool. So, Frank, I wanted to let you know, I posted something on our Instagram not too long ago.
And you didn't tell me about
and
it.
I actually, it was actually pretty funny. It was something I told you. I tried to get my one of my ex-girlfriends on our show as a guest. Did I tell you that?
Hey, you did.
So
I cried for your pride.
So I posted it on Instagram. I'm going to go pull it up right now.
You posted what on Instagram?
I posted on Instagram that I was trying to do that, and I was trying
what
to get...
What is wrong with you?
I was trying to get advice from our listeners.
What's wrong with you?
Got responses from people.
Really?
Yeah, for like the first time ever. There's actually people listening to this show that actually responded to something.
So anyway, what did you do? What was your response?
Okay, here's what I actually put. How should Sean persuade his ex-girlfriend to be a guest? And the responses I got were, let's see.
Tell yourself.
Place an anthropology candle under a net. That was from That Cousin Show. Do you know what that means? Place an anthropology candle under a net. No idea. The next person said use voodoo. I mean, you think that would work if I use voodoo? You think that could get her to come on the show?
Do you know how to use voodoo?
No, I'm asking you. How would I use that to get someone to persuade somebody to do something?
You need their DNA, asshole.
So,
do you have her DNA?
I mean, no.
Then I guess you can't use voodoo.
And the last thing was what was the other thing? Oh yeah, M.W. Holiday said you should ask my co-host Jay. He has his ex-wife on twice. So I was thinking maybe we should get Jay on the show and ask him about his ex-wife and how he got her on. Because I texted her. I tell you that too. I texted my ex-girlfriend. Like legit, like texted her like multiple times asking if she'd want to come on.
This
and at
is
first
the most
she said
things I've ever no. heard anyone say.
At first she said no, and that you know, she was like no, blah 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 blah, and then she was like, and then she said something to the effect of, guys, men suck, and I'll use you as an example or something. I'm like oh.
You should talk.
That tells you.
She never talked to me. It looks like we agree on a lot of shit.
That tells me how she felt about our relationship ending. So, yeah, she said maybe I'm trying to convince her, but you know, I think voodoo would. I think if I ever see her again, I think voodoo would probably be a good idea. Try that. But I don't know. I think that it'd be pretty fun. Would you be against that if I brought my ex-girlfriend onto the show? Obviously, via phone. But, anyways.
I mean, if you want to bring her on the show, you want to bring her on the show. I can't believe you said I could use voodoo to play.
No, I didn't say that.
What's wrong with you?
One of our listeners said that, not me.
Anthropology candle under a net.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out.
Anthropology. Do you know what anthropology is? Study of societies and dead people.
Yeah, but what's an anthropology candle?
You should probably study how society
hey,
works.
Hey, whoever wrote that cousin show, hit us up and tell me what a anthropology candle is. And tell me where to get one.
If only there was something you could look it up on. Like Google.
I'm trying to get people involved in the show, Frank. Unlike a certain somebody.
I've been trying to get uninvolved in the show.
It's too fun. There's episodes like this that should make it worth it for you. Shooting the shit, drinking pussy drinks, you know?
Why are you drinking Surge? Like, what year is it? Is it like 1995?
No, this is good shit.
Surge.
I mean...
The soda.
Yeah, it says citrus flavored soda. You know, it's got good stuff in it. You know, it's made by Coke and, you know, it's got... Let's see, what's the number one thing? Of course, carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, maltodextrin, citric acid...
What, are you running a fucking ad for them?
No, I'm just saying. All healthy shit.
Surge.
Yeah, I'm already almost done.
It's like the original energy drink.
Yeah, saw it at the store. You know? Figure I need to get hyped for this shit, because Lord knows I'm the one that brings the energy to the show.
Oh, yeah, you bring energy.
I'm just saying, man. You know, this show needs a spike in ratings.
if anyone's ever like, hey, listen, I feel like hanging myself. Maybe I should listen to Sensibly Cynical and listen to Sean talk.
No, Sensibly Cynical, man. We've been balling lately on the ratings, bro. We hooked up with Dawn Damari there at A Teaspoon of Healing. Shout out to her. But, you know, hopefully things work out with the ratings, man.
So, I would like to, since Sean's not going to talk about the Jags, I would like to talk about the Jags.
There's a reason why I'm not talking about the Jags.
I want to congratulate you and the Jaguars.
For what?
On your 10th loss of the season.
Yeah.
It was a feat.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm glad you guys finally realized how much you suck.
Man. I didn't mean that literally, by the way, Frank. But anyways, you know, I was telling you off air that I think we're tanking. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know,
we're tanking since we were 3-1. We started tanking.
Adrian Peterson, who's 33, did absolutely horseshit until the fourth quarter. I wonder why did we conveniently let him score to get the better first round pick to get a QB?
You conveniently don't work out very hard at practice, and you guys must have lost your conveniently
Frank,
lost
you didn't
your,
see the game.
Lost your
he literally
energy and then just got your
our run defense was actually decent until it needed to, you know.
Your run defense is always bad.
No, but it was good that game. It was good Sunday. But it became not good just in time for us to lose. Like, it's unbelievable. We actually held him we still only held him to 50 yards, and then but the thing about it is they had the shots. I don't know who they started at
Josh
quarterback.
Johnson.
First start since 2011.
Yep.
And he beat Jacksonville.
That's how bad they suck.
Man.
They're not a good football team.
Yeah. My friend Amber, shout out to you, Amber. She's bragging to me on text saying that the Chargers are actually really good this year, and I could see her point. I mean, Chargers look good. What do you think about the Chargers this year?
Chargers had balls in the end of the game, going for two to beat the Chiefs.
Told me to talk about him on the show, so I'm talking about the Chargers.
Chargers aren't a they're not a good football team. They play weak talent.
You're gonna tell my friend Amber right now on our air that they're not a good team?
They're not great. They have had weak competition, like UCF.
Amber, I didn't say it. Frank did.
But they did come back against the Chiefs, and you got to give them props for that. That's a good team. But I feel like they did less winning it, and the Chiefs
right.
did more losing it.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is Phillip Rivers is finally getting his due in the media. I mean, he spent years, you know, outside of the limelight, still making Pro Bowls. But I feel like this year he's getting respect in the media. I mean, I could see him maybe.
I mean, he's gone 14-2 before.
Yeah, but I'm saying that this year, even Steve Young was saying that he feels like it was his coming out party, like, nationally.
He's 36.
I mean, that's my point. Did he even play? Was he the Chargers quarterback when LT was playing?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. So, this year, I could see them making a run, though, Frank. I really could. Pass happy, good receivers, Keenan Allen's around. Isn't he still around? Yeah.
So, they're going to be the 5 seed, right?
Yeah, because of the Chiefs, right?
So they're probably going to play the first round game again.
Yeah, but at home. Not at home.
Right. They're going to go on the road.
On the road.
Against.
Who? Well, it's still open air. I mean.
Steelers.
It's still up in the air.
Steelers.
Yeah, but that's if the Steelers don't. I could see the Steelers choking down the stretch here.
Okay, then they would have to go against the Patriots. Would that sounds easier? The
Patriots are on a 2-game losing streak. So,
they're
I mean,
better than the Jags.
No, I'm just saying the AFC is up in the air right now. Like, I seriously think, you know, we both picked the Rams, but I'm seriously thinking that even like the top 3 or 4 teams in the league besides the Chargers, like the Chargers are like probably my number one right now. But after the Chargers, the next 2 or 3 or 4 are NFC teams, in my opinion.
Houston.
I hate the Texans, so you're not going to get me to give them any credit, ever. Jags fans hate Houston, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they started off 1-3, now they're 10-4.
That is impressive.
And looking like the 2 seed in the conference.
That is impressive. I'm not saying it's not impressive. It's just you can't. It's like you're a Giants fan, so you would never, like, usually give any credit to the Cowboys unless
they
really.
What if they did good? They're doing right, good right now. Their defense.
You're
is
a Giants
great.
Fan. What are Giants fans taught when they're from like young? to not like the Cowboys, right?
Or to not hate the Eagles.
You know.
But
I mean,
the Eagles still did good last year in the Super Bowl. I mean, just because you don't like a team doesn't mean you can't recognize when they're doing good.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the Texans aren't good. It's just I'm not going to give them any credit.
Well, I'm a little
that's
baby.
That's an oxymoron, but that's an oxymoron.
Well,
but
I'm a little baby.
I'm just saying, I mean, there's a lot of good NFC teams this year. I mean, you got the Bears hanging around at 10-4. You know, even though Khalil Mack missed a couple games, he should still be in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation. I mean, in the conversation, I didn't say win it. I mean, he's single-handedly dominating over there in the
they won the
NFC.
Division.
So
Bears won the division again.
So what do you think about that?
They won it this year.
I mean, what do you think about Khalil Mack this year?
I think the Bears might be making a push to the conference championship. You know, they're going to, but they have to go through L.A. to get there.
Right, they have to go through L.A. Now, the question will be, will Trubisky, it's kind of similar to the Jags last year, when the Bears get to the playoffs, is Trubisky good enough to lead them to the promised land? Is Trubisky good enough to lead them to the promised land?
No, he can't.
I just say it twice, because I don't know. I'm nervous about that.
He can't. He won't lead them to the promised land. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they have to go to L.A. Then if
right.
they're there, they have to go to New Orleans.
Okay.
Very few teams can travel across country in back-to-back weeks and win.
Yeah, I mean, it should be interesting this year. When we're getting to the wire here, you know,
travel is going to tire out the Bears.
And the last AFC wildcard spot's also up for grabs. You know, you got the Ravens coming on. You got the Browns, who's technically still alive somehow.
The Colts.
And I don't think the Bengals are eliminated yet either.
Are they?
I thought they can win. They need to win out and hope, like, a bunch of people lose. I don't think they're mathematically...
The Browns are still alive.
I think the Bengals are not dead.
The Browns are still alive.
Bengals are still around, I think.
The Dolphins are still around. The Colts are still alive.
I'm pretty sure the Bengals are still around, but with point-something percent. Like, they're not going to make it, but I think mathematically they're still alive. And if I'm wrong... Okay, well, I'm going to look that up. Because I think...
I just told you you're wrong.
No, but I don't believe you.
Why?
Because I just don't believe you.
You're wrong.
Okay, I'm about to look it up.
And then you're still going to be wrong.
Well, we'll see. So, Bengals, playoffs. Oh. never mind.
And per usual, you are?
And per usual, well, per not usual, you're actually going to edit this show, so you can edit that out for me.
Nope. Per usual, you're wrong.
No, I'm just saying. The Bengals... That's why they are gonna move on from Dalton. I mean, you know, Driscoll actually won a game though. That's why I thought that they were still in it because they actually won. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm just a lowly Jags fan dealing with another shitty season. Back to the usual.
I told you that. Did I not?
I know.
I told you in the beginning of the year. You said
I know.
And you lost all your credibility by saying the Jags are gonna suck this year.
I know, Frank. All right, Frank. So what I want to talk about today? About your boy Trump and everything going on with Cohen and how he's going 3 years.
Cohen, that's all bullshit.
Oh,
see?
Dude, the audio's way.
So the whole thing with Trump and Cohen is he didn't do anything illegal.
Come on, man.
Thing that may have happened is they didn't actually report it to the campaign funds, and Obama did that for.
So you're actually gonna sit. You're actually gonna sit here on a podcast and say that Trump did nothing illegal.
He didn't.
Then why are they gonna try to impeach him?
Illegal. Tell me what he did illegal.
Well, in my opinion,
what did he do illegal?
In my opinion, I think there was shady stuff going on with Russia, and you know.
Tell me what he did illegal.
First off, I think he colluded with Russia in some sort of manner going into the election with maybe it wasn't a financial and that those finances with Stormy, I mean, I think maybe some I think there was a financial transaction.
Yeah, there was.
And he was in the room.
It wasn't illegal.
And you don't think paying somebody off to calm the storm conveniently before the election is fine?
It's not illegal.
To pay someone off to help you with
ratings? It's only illegal if the campaign pays for it.
So you don't think he took campaign funds because he was paying it out of his own pocket?
Right.
So, okay, I see your point. Now,
the campaign funds, he puts in the campaign funds. The guys
on the other side, though,
he just took money of the billions that he has,
right,
and paid it off.
All right. So on the other side, what do you see the Democrats' argument being? Like, try to be unbiased here.
Well, see, what the Democrats are going to do is, Michael Cohen went to Russia,
right,
and spoke with the Kremlin about building Trump Tower there in the beginning of 2016.
Sure.
So because he talked with the Kremlin, right, they're going to try to pull that he talked to the Kremlin not about a tower, but they were using that to try to collude with Russia. And that, and
collusion. If I heard the word collusion, one,
that's,
you know,
what the Democrats are going to try to say. But what really happened was, it was just a tower over a tower, in which is not illegal. Again, he's still running a company at that time, just like, you know, during the election when Romney was looking at a building in Nevada, he was building. I mean, you still conduct business. You know, the problem is, all these Democrats don't make any money, you know?
Right.
They make their money off being elected or their lawyers. So they don't actually do any business, real business. So they don't really know how it goes, and it's sad.
But, my whole question will be, is when it comes down to it with the media getting involved, CNN, and, you know, the more I've been listening to CNN, the more I think sometimes that they push an agenda, and, you know, I've come to notice even when Don Lemon is speaking, and
when Don Lemon is speaking, you know what I do?
What? Turn the station?
I look at it as a comedy show.
Well,
the dumbest guy on TV today. The dumbest guy on TV.
Even worse than Rachel Maddow?
No one is dumber than that guy, Don Lemon. He's a psycho. He's sick in the head. He needs to get help. But,
well, you're a Fox News guy, I mean.
Well, no, the dude doesn't sound right. You know, they're trying to say that Kanye sounds like he needs help. Don Lemon needs help. That dude needs to be locked in like a straitjacket somewhere because the dude's not right.
Yeah.
Now, the thing with Stormy Daniels, okay, they paid him off. Okay.
They paid her off, and then they paid someone else off?
They bought her story.
Both of them. I thought there was two.
They bought her story, yeah. So she couldn't tell it, but now, the thing about it
under is, the table, and
under the table, man, dude, that's how it works. There's a contract. That's how it works for rich people. But the thing is, they're saying that it was contributing to the funds, contributing to the campaign, because
right.
If that story came out, it would not have mattered. It only mattered if you think that would have.
Are they taking funds from the American people?
No, they're taking it
to,
from the
market. Infiltrate the foundation of America, democracy, and sway the election one way or the other. Because there's,
I don't,
that's,
think
the,
you understand what you're,
no,
talking.
I'm just saying, Frank, sense. What I'm saying is,
they didn't take money from the American people. They
that there's collusion going on that, you know.
Collusion with who?
Russia.
They didn't collude with Russia. The only thing they tried to collude with Russia about was building a freaking tower in Moscow. That's the election.
All right, well, we'll see when the...
It doesn't matter if they did talk to the Kremlin, because remember, they went to Mexico City and talked to the president of Mexico. No one gave a flying shit about that.
Yeah, we'll see when the...
Hillary and him both got...
Listen, we'll see when more comes out of Mueller, I mean...
But the thing about it is, Mueller couldn't find a criminal if they robbed his house. But the thing about the Stormy Daniels thing is, they're trying to say that it stopped the campaign. I mean, it was trying to make him look better for the campaign so he could make president. Now, not for nothing, but, and if you did make that argument, the only thing they did illegal was not report it.
Right, I did make that argument. But they didn't report it. I mean,
but Obama.
Where's the statements financially?
They're there. But they didn't report it as they didn't report it for the campaign funds. But the thing is, Obama did that for $3 million and didn't report it. They fined him. Now they so it's not a reason.
They're turning it around. There's
no reason to go after Trump for jail time when Obama did this did worse and didn't get anything done. Now, the reason I argue that it has nothing to do with the campaign Because would that have changed if they said that they interfered with Trump and didn't get bought out? Would that have changed the election? No. Because the religious people still are not going to vote for Hillary Clinton no matter what. Because the Clintons are terrorists, you know?
Right.
They're still not going to vote for him.
That's, so, of course, this is one man's opinion.
Right. And, no, it's a fact. But the thing about it is, you know...
Yeah, but then what about Benghazi? I mean, you know...
Again, what did she do there? She didn't freaking... She ignored their calls and then blamed it on a YouTube
Don't you
video.
Love... Everyone says the word Benghazi and it's like, you know...
she blamed a terrorist attack on a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Nice Secretary of State there. But anyway, the thing about it is those women coming out about having an affair with Trump would have changed nothing because everyone already knows he's a billionaire playboy. So... that would have already seconded what they already knew.
Right.
So it would have affected nothing. They're just trying to collude with him. Because honestly, if businessmen start becoming successful presidents, you get rid of politics. You don't need politicians anymore because if people that are in business can do their jobs better than they can, there's no point in them. You just get people that can actually do something.
Right. So speaking of doing something, what do you think about... everything going on with, you know, the college football playoffs. Where are you on that? With, you know, there's rumors of it being expanded to 8 teams. But there's a contract. What's the contract? Like 2022 with the current format? Are you in favor of expanding? To let the non-Power 5 in?
The Power 5 didn't get in.
I'm saying if they expand it to 8... there'll be more of a chance for the non-Power 5 to grab the 8 seed.
Notre Dame?
No, I mean, Power 5, that's different. That's different. They have a... Yeah, but they could jump in. You know, they're a Power 5 on other sports, just not football.
Non-Power 5. So anyway, 8 teams? 8 teams is okay. I mean, you don't want to go any more than 8 teams just because physically... Unlike basketball, football's...
Yeah, that's what I was telling you earlier. I mean, what's the difference between... football and basketball. Why can you have 64 teams in basketball, but you can only have 4 teams in football? VCU was almost in the Final Four 1 year. Yet they can't even sniff an actual football team in D1. So why is it so much different than football and basketball? Is it because of the money? Is it because of the rules of the sport?
And like questions like that.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, why can't there be?
Understand why you're not.
Why can't there be more people involved in the playoffs? Why does it have to be only the Power 5?
It can be up to you, but you don't want to make it more than that because football is such a physical sport. It's more of a drain on your body than say basketball.
Frank, I'm making good points. You're dismissing my points.
You can expand it to 8, but you can't expand it past that.
Because what's the reason? You haven't answered my
question. I keep telling you, it's amazing.
No, I'm it's asking for the audience to let your opinion to the audience.
I told you 3 times. It's more physical on the body. So you can't do that 64-team bracket. People are going to get really hurt, and it's going
to... I think there's not enough time on the schedule, too. There's not enough time and too much money involved.
It wouldn't matter because you still would have the money in the bowl games because you still, every playoff game
well, you would get,
bowl
yeah, game. Every playoff game would so be a bowl.
That wouldn't be too much of an issue. You just don't want to get rid of the lowly lane bowls. But the thing you can't do it farther is because it's just too physical of a sport to do that big of a bracket like you do in college basketball.
Right. So it should be interesting to see how much the push is, you know, from the ADs and UCF, the UCF's AD. You hear about that? UCF is trying to make a deal with the Gators to get a 1-1, not just a 2-1. You come here, we'll come there, and we'll go neutral. But Gators are like, no, we'll do a 2-for-1, just like other non-Power Fives. Well, that pissed off the UCF AD because he has they end up having a pissing match on an email that got leaked by Sports Illustrated. It got leaked, the email, you know?
By UCF's AD, obviously.
80. But yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, yeah, you're right. It probably was leaked it on purpose.
UCF, you know, they don't...
They're playing LSU. Who are you picking that game?
What do you think?
I'm picking UCF.
Obviously. I'm picking UCF.
Yeah.
I'm picking LSU.
What's the spread is 6. But, you know, are you gonna take the spread?
LSU's gonna murder.
Are you gonna cover the spread?
LSU will cover the spread.
You know? No, they're not going to cover the spread.
UCF's garbage.
If LSU wins, it'll be close. UCF beat Auburn last year.
Okay.
You know, UCF's legit. Sorry about that. Go ahead. But what was the question?
You think LSU is going to... Auburn didn't expect anything from UCF. You think LSU is going to make that same mistake? I don't think so.
Yeah, but I think that UCF is... They found, even though they changed quarterbacks because of injury, I think the backup quarterback is... they found something there with that running offense. The running offense was kind of sick the last game. They had almost like... I forgot how many yards, but it was like 400 and something yards rushing.
Well, that's just good. That's just good football.
So
play defense and run the ball is just good
football. But LSU has strong rushing defense, so I see where you're coming from. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I think it'll be closer than you think, Frank. I think it'll be closer than you think, and I'm trying. I mean,
14-point game. LSU wins by 14.
They could win by 14, but then they could also win by 5. You know.
Right, I understand that, you know...
My point is... Let me finish. My point is that it could be double digits, but I could also see it being a single-digit game. I could see UCF up pulling the upset. Of course, that's a little homerism, but... I'm picking them in my Bull Mania pick on ESPN.com.
Look at you.
I gave them a 11 confidence. Because, you know, you can rank them by confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Each bowl game. I'm actually in the 75th percentile after the first weekend.
Wow, look at you.
I'm actually in the top 75%.
Wow.
We'll see, though, you know, as you get going. And I already lost two bowls because I picked. There were 6 games over the weekend, and I got 4 of them right. And 2 of them I had really high confidence points. Because you just add the confidence points, you know. There's also the straight. You can play straight, meaning you get a point per win. Like, you know. Typical.
I think most of us know how NFL.
No, it's called, you know, and then you get confidence, so you rank them between 41. You get 41 points for the game you're most confident in, and then you get 1 point for the toss-ups. You know,
right.
Because if you get it wrong, well, you only lose a point.
Right.
In your availability, you know. So, I texted my brother. I said I'm picking USF, but only with a 1 point confidence. They're playing Marshall.
Yeah.
They're actually not fit. They're actually, USF was like the only team, I think, that went 7-0 and then went 0-5 to finish the season. They actually, it was funny. So, I mean, I'm still picking them over Marshall, though. But most people are picking Marshall. But what do you think about what do you think about how the lower levels do it, like the FCS? You like how their playoffs are? You know, the small schools, right? They do the typical, they do the classic stuff.
They have a bigger bracket.
What about, does D3 do it too? How they do playoffs all the way down? Like starting with FCS, do the lower levels, like does D2 do playoffs? They do, right? Right. Everyone does playoffs but the big boys.
Right. They do.
I mean, they do it too, but I'm talking about like more teams.
Right. They do.
More is what I'm trying to say.
Right. They do. They have a bracket.
They all have playoffs.
National championship for D2, I think, was last week.
Mm-hmm. And North Dakota State for FCS is on fire. They're really good again.
Right. So you gotta understand, it's gonna be there's more money to be made. In obviously the big schools.
Right.
And there are in the small schools.
North Dakota State's quarterback looks good. They're not saying he's going to be the next Wentz, but they're saying he could get drafted this year, Frank.
Really?
Yeah, I think his last name is Stick. I forgot his first name.
By the Jags?
I mean, probably not. He's probably not going to go that high, but he could get drafted, though. I forgot his first name. But Easton Stick. He could get drafted late, so... He's the guy that came like right after, like when Wentz left, mm-hmm. North Dakota State. Stick came in and just took his spot, and they got lucky with another good quarterback. So I could see he's got a typical prototypical arm, and you know the thing about North Dakota State is I did some research on them. You know they've won a lot of games in a row, and the only reason why North Dakota State isn't in FCS is because, or FBS is because of money. You know, they can't afford it down there in Fargo. I mean, you know, so, but North Dakota State could play with like the Sun Belt or maybe even the American, you know, but they just don't have the money. It's all about money.
Need more higher enrollments.
They need a lot up there. They need money. They'd get bankrupt. They couldn't afford playing with the big boys. All the money you have to pay to go, you know. They already have a hard time scheduling people, you know, to go up there. They got to go on the road.
Obviously.
When
you get paid $1 million to get your ass kicked by somebody, you have to go.
No,
to
they beat North Dakota State. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're actually
really. Yes, I've heard of them.
They've won like 10 national championships or something.
Yes, John, I know.
So I'm just saying, but when you get a team like that, UCF should play a team like that to boost their schedule. I mean,
how sad would that be? Did you have to get North
Dakota? Go to Fargo
to boost your schedule. How sad is that?
No, people would actually respect that win.
That's how sad your schedule
is. If we beat North Dakota State, I think people would actually respect that. But the problem I have with UCF, Frank, is that me and my brother did the research. UCF's AD is inept on scheduling. We looked at all the, me and my brother, we did this on like a, over the weekend, Frank. We looked at like 50 schools, and most schools are competent and schedule out to like 2025, 2026. UCF's, I think, is out to like 2023. Like, there's games like in 2021 that we don't have schedules for. Like, we have schedules for, but like, I think 2022, like, there's like two or three openings waiting for people to sign up. And that's 3 years away or 4 years away. So I don't know what our AD is doing. I guess he's waiting for the big boys, but the big boys are going to call us bluff, you know. And we're just going to pay in some small school to fucking come up there, you know. So we'll see, man. We'll see about football this season too. Who's your national championship pick? We'll put that on the podcast. Who are you picking in the to win the national championship for the FBS? Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, or Oklahoma? Who are you picking?
I'm going to pick the Heisman winner to win it all.
So you're going to pick Oklahoma?
Yep.
Really? You think they're going to upset Notre Dame in the first, or Alabama in the first round?
Yes, sir.
Wow, Frank. That's a hot take, man. That's a hot take. I'm going to go with Alabama, but I'm also going to pick Notre Dame over Clemson in the first round. I think Notre Dame's going to creep up on Clemson. I don't think Clemson's going to be ready for that quarterback, Ian Book. He looks pretty solid. I mean,
Notre Dame played some good ball this year.
They found that quarterback midway through the season, and they changed, you know.
Even early in the season, they beat.
When did Book take over? Book didn't take over until, like, was it game three? I mean, you know.
Even in game one, they beat Michigan. I mean, they beat some good teams.
With the old quarterback. I mean, we'll see what happens. I think it's Alabama over Notre Dame by 7. You know, I think Notre Dame also surprises Alabama, but I think Alabama will be too much. So, is there anything else you want to talk
about? No.
No? What's your favorite holiday?
Halloween?
Yeah.
I can act like myself. It's okay.
Oh, you're going to be on the naughty list, Frank.
You spank me, big boy?
Nah.
Freaking
fire. I plead the fifth.
You
want to
spank me?
No, I never said that, man.
I'm going to put your hand in your disposal.
No, I never said that, man.
You ain't touching nobody after that.
I ain't doing that, man. But, man, well, Frank, if I don't see you before the end of this, after this show, Merry Christmas to you, Frank. If I don't see you before Christmas.
We can only hope.
You know, fine. You're not going to say it back?
Merry
I understand.
Christmas.
But, man, I'm going to get to my Since More Cynical Thoughts. Are you cool with that?
Bite me.
So that's a yes or a no, Frank?
I don't care. Do what you want.
All right. What's your sensible thought for the episode?
No, yeah, I thought you were to do your sensible
thought. Yeah, but I'm trying to be nice and, you know, it's the Christmas spirit.
Do yours. I don't care.
Okay. My sensible thought for the episode is that, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the news, and I just wish that, you know, with Christmas time, it'd be nice for people to kind of just ignore the political bullshit for at least, you know, 1 week, and everyone just enjoy all the holidays, you know, Hanukkah, you know, and everything. And
John, this year you're celebrating Kwanzaa, right?
No, man. Oh, Christmas, bro.
Not Kwanzaa?
No, Christmas all the way, man. Me and Santa are tight, bro.
Do you even know what Kwanzaa is?
Me and Santa are tight, man. I'm all about Christmas, bro. No, nah, man, but for real, I just
missed it.
Frank, you're not letting me finish my point. My point is that.
You had a point?
Yeah, my point is that I think it's good that, you know, for people to kind of ignore the political bullshit for at least for 1 week and enjoy the holiday cheer around town or wherever they're at, you know? Go enjoy the lights and festivals and stuff. So that's my sensible thought, is I think people should enjoy the Christmas time with their families and have a good time, you know? Enjoy family while you have them, because once family goes, that's all you got. So what's your thought, Frank? Are you going to go cynical on the Christmas podcast?
Do you ever say nothing, something depressing? Like, I feel like your mouth opens and I want to go hang myself.
Frank, do you have a sensible or cynical thought, man?
I just feel like when you talk, I get depressed.
Frank, do you have a sensible or cynical thought?
When family dies.
Stop. Talk about the sensible or cynical thought.
All right. So, anyway, for this podcast, I'm going to be cynical in the way that people are acting these days, trying to always start up controversy for no reason. We'll call them Sean's. And, you know, sometimes it ain't worth fighting. Just chill and enjoy time. Don't always look to be a martyr, because you know what they say, nobody likes a martyr. Nobody.
Alright, subscribe, rate, review us on iTunes. Frank, anything else?
You're still here?